concentration. I came across some people last week that just seemed to be a little glum about their Manatech business. Do you ever have that happen to you? Yeah, okay. And what I do is I go, you know, what's so important in our lives is every day, and it's not just about Manatech, it's about every day of our lives to come out and be the most positive and forward-looking and appreciative person and contributory person that we possibly can be. That's really our direction, our goal should be that when we wake up in the morning, I want to be on that path from the moment I wake up. Because what happens is, if you start off your day and you're glum and solemn and you're depressed about something, I'm going to suggest to you that you probably will lose a good portion, if not that entire day. Because it's going to carry you down, you're going to go in a spiral, and all of a sudden you find yourself not doing what you've committed to do, not doing what you know you should do, not taking the action you should take. And when it gets around Manatech, of course, that means not following up with the people that you promised, not getting out there and prospecting and interacting with more people, not getting the orders put in right, we get involved in things that we shouldn't be doing instead of things we should be doing. We get involved with busyness instead of result-oriented actions. And so what I'm trying to do today is just highlight for everybody one more time, because I think this is a topic you can teach on and you can preach on once a month, just to get people back on track to understand the critical nature of beginning your day right. And beginning your day right is about getting out of bed and getting into an attitude of just peppiness, energy, you know, let's make sure my day is full of this energy. I want to take this energy and I want to take it through everything I do. I want to impact people's lives with this energy. I want to impact my life, my spouse's life, my children's life. I want this field of energy to be with me all day long. The underlying concept is this. I preach and teach this every moment of my life. It's called time is our only limited asset. So today, Monday, March 20th, I'm never getting back again. I either make a difference in people's lives today or I fail to do that, and I've given up one more day that I could accomplish things. So since I can never have this day back, the time never is given back to me, this hour is never given back to me, I have to look at my life and say, what do I need to be doing differently? I need to be in a more positive vein to make sure I'm valuing every moment of my day. I need to be progressing. So if you let yourself be glum and you get wallow in the pit, what we call the pit, you wallow in that for one reason or another. And I'm not suggesting to you people that there aren't things that are going to happen to you that will tend to send you into the turmoil or get you down. Because, I mean, things happen all the time in our lives. We can't control a lot of the things that happen in our lives. We can control many, but many we can't. And when those kind of things happen, they're going to bring you down. I had a big circumstance happen in January. My brother-in-law walked away from my sister after 22 years of marriage. Now, that was a pretty stunning event in my life because I'm so heartfelt in that environment, and I just was devastated by the whole thing. And I kept saying to myself, Mary Jo, quit stepping into her. I mean, I was actually physically stepping into her life. I was sharing in the misery. Sometimes when we show so much empathy, we get off the phone calls and we're just devastated. We're drowned, you know? And sure, those things are going to happen in our lives, but we have to be able to say, wow, don't let those events control us, because there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people that rely on each one of you, even if you don't see it. Many of you don't acknowledge it, but you impact every person you're around in your life. So we want to come positive. We want to acknowledge that time's our only limited asset. So how are we going to spend our time to be most fruitful, most effective, most loving, most caring, most sharing, most directed, most result oriented to accomplish things in our life that are really meaningful in terms of what our purpose is, what our direction is, and for your Manatech business. Because if that's your goal to grow it, you got to be in that mode. How do I get that business going? How do I get the momentum going? You have to change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will begin to change. And that's another way to do it. Some of us look at things and we always come from a negative perspective. And, you know, if you look at things and you come from a negative perspective, you're going to create negativity. But if you look at the same event or the same set of circumstances, you can convert it into positive. And, you know, that's one of the things I had to do with my relationship with my sister. She's not saved. She's not a Christian. And I just thought, wow, this might be an incredible, instead of getting depressed about the divorce, now I'm getting excited. I mean, it took me about a day to figure out, Mary Jo, what an incredible opportunity this is for you to witness to her. And we have just been having so much fun. We talk on the phone 3 times a week. And I turned something that was very negative into something very positive. And she even called me the other day. You guys will laugh at this. I get a call from my sister. She goes, you know, I kind of feel guilty that I'm so happy about this separation. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, you know, because she was so dependent on him. And I said, what is it that's making you so happy, Abby? And she was saying, well, I get to spend more solo time with my son. They have an 8-year-old son that they adopted from Guatemala. And she says she loves that. She reads to him every night. And she, you know, it was always her husband that did that. So she gets to step into a more significant role with her son. And she goes, and I get to spend so much time with my sister. And I'm like, oh, you know, oh, yeah, yeah. But the joy there was just so neat to see that she could be joyful. So it's just about, you know, if we move in a different direction, we can help move people in a different direction too. And so we want to make sure, instead of looking, I can look at that whole thing as so negative as I did when it first happened, out of shock and just anger and some, you know, just kind of like, how do you do that after 22 years of marriage? Instead of coming and turning it around saying, hey, let's turn this into something really positive and just show a lot of love and go in that direction. You increase dramatically your ability to motivate people to do what you want them to do if you come from a positive situation. So if you're going to have impact on somebody's lives, you're not going to have impact on them when you're negative. You're only going to be able to impact them when you're positive. The negativity may impact them, but it's not going to be impacting them in the right way. So you don't want to, you know, bring people down or be in that mode. You want to try to uplift people. Our job is to uplift people, and we can't do that unless we first and foremost uplift ourselves. So, and part of that is if you're in Manatech, leadership is a gigantic aspect of your business. It's huge. There are going to be distributors out there, and there's going to be leaders out there, and you want to choose to be in the leadership role, because as a distributor, you may be a regional director for the next 5 years. As a leader, you'll never stop when you hit that regional director. You go to national, you go to executive, you go to presidential, because you're developing as a leader. You're motivating, you're impacting lives on a daily basis and helping people grow to be the best they can be. And that's one of the most incredible aspects of a leader, is empowerment. You empower other people to be the best they can be. And that's what leadership is about. So that's what it's about, is for us to increase our abilities to motivate people to be the best they can be. And we can't do that from a negative posturing. So we need to stay positive. So all these needs that we have in order to start our day off right, that's why we need to start our day off right, because we want to kick off with a positive nature, a positive beingness, so that we can instill that on everyone we interact with that's around us in our lives. And how do we start every day off right? Well, I gave you some suggestions in the outline today, so let's talk about what some of those can look like. Because is it 100% natural for us to climb out of bed every morning and do jumping jacks and cheerleading for the world? No. I mean, I feel blessed because that's what happens to me so many days, but I know that is not reality. Most of us have things that are on our minds. We went to bed not feeling good about something. We have issues or stressful things in our lives, and we tend to carry them forward in our hearts, and that's what holds us back. So, you know, the concept is, how do I overcome those things, Mary Jo, because I don't have quite the power or the ability to control my mind, my thought processes, my activities. I just feel like they keep dragging me down. These things are dragging me down. Whether it's past or it's present issues, it doesn't matter. We all have things in our life that if we isolated on and didn't change the way we looked at them, could impact our lives in a negative way. So take on some advice on doing some activities that are going to help support you in moving out of that pit or the doldrums or the negativity into a more positive arena. One of those is that I find most critical, and it's one of the things I do every day, is I always have an attitude of gratitude. Every single day I wake up, I'm grateful. I always think, for me, it's thanking the Lord. I just get on my knees. I go, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Because truly, I don't know that I'm going to have another day. I don't know that I have Tuesday. I don't know that I'm going to see all of you at Manifest. I don't know that. There's no given. When you're 100% healthy and you're feeling great and you're doing well, you think, wow, life's on, you know, on a great path. But, you know, I've had friends of mine, in fact, that's what threw me in the health field, that were just like me back when I was 42. Oh, I hear some talking in the background. Could I have a star six? So, and there's that dishwasher again. Okay, thank you. So, when you think you're so healthy and you think you're at everything in your control, that's the time that you get a jolt. So, be aware. I can't get the noise in the background. I'll star five. Okay, is everybody there? Oh, good. Okay. All right, I can't hear you, so I must have blocked out the noise. Okay, so the concept of thinking that you're always, you know, that you're totally healthy and you have another day in the world, you got the world by the tail. I mean, that's what happened to a friend of mine at 42 years old. It was the same way. And the next day she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and 3 months later she was dead. So we don't know. We don't know. A time is not, it's temporal, whatever time we have. So the concept of waking up every morning and just starting a day with immense gratitude that you have another day, and that it's another day to give, to impact lives, to love on people, to share this incredible mission we have and touch lives with new health and new wealth. It's just a blast. To me, it's being part of an incredible mission that's changing lives everywhere. And there's just so much joy in it to me that I just, every day, I get another day. And so, you know, it's just a concept that you acknowledge that every morning. Just acknowledge it. And some of you think it's silly to acknowledge getting another day, but I don't find it silly because reality has struck in my life. For many of my loved ones, for other people, that they didn't have another day. So be grateful about each day you have, that you have a chance to make a difference in somebody's life. And the other thing is, too, that we need to be grateful about the things we do have. You know, so many people always are talking, oh, Mary Jo, I can't make it. I love this. In Manatech, I get the whiners all the time. Oh, I've gotten to executive, I can't get to presidential. Or I've gotten to national, I can't get to executive. Wah, 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 wah. You know, we hear that a lot. That's part of stepping into leadership and saying, okay, why are you concentrating on the nots and the can'ts? Why don't you shift your language to I can and I will and it will happen and da, 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 you know, and I will be and I am a presidential by a certain date. Why don't we shift? Or why don't I shift and saying, look at, here's a person that's been in Manatech 9 years and they're still a regional director. Why am I not thankful I'm an executive director? I could be still a regional director. Look at all these wonderful people that came in my life that are business builders who are supporting my organization. So, you know, think about it. I love it. There's a guy that gives a story. I don't know if it's Jim Rohn or it's one of the motivational speakers, and he goes, you could have been born in Bangladesh. You know, it's funny. And you think about it. Think of the land of opportunity that you've been born into. I mean, America really is the land of opportunity. It's everywhere around us. We just, sometimes we forget that. We forget how wonderful our lives are. We have a house over our head. We have food on our tables. You know, there might be some financial issues going on, but you know what? You're still 10,000 times better off than the majority of people that live on this earth. So start being grateful for what you do have. I love it if you're mentoring people and you're coaching people, because some of you are doing that in your for your downline. I highly suggest that you spend a good portion of your coaching call, at least the kickoff portion of your coaching call, on wins. Talk about the wins. Talk about, focus on the positive things happening in their lives and in their downline. That's what you want to do. Don't always focus on negatives and what they're doing wrong. Focus on positives and what they're doing right. You want to reinforce that because that's going to help keep the positive attitude. So make sure you're doing that as a coach or a mentor, that you focus on the things they're doing right, the movements they've made, the direction they're changing in, the accomplishments they have, not how come you only got 1 point towards the Alaska trip last week, you know? That's not going to help move them forward. It's just say, hey, great, one more point. Let's keep trucking. We still got 2 months and 1 week left. Let's move. You know, you just support them in moving forward. Acknowledge them for what they do. A second concept, besides the attitude of gratitude being so huge, a second concept is listen to great music. And I teach this in my pathway class. I think getting up in the morning and putting on some great, powerful music that just pumps your blood, it's stuff I want your metabolic rate to double. You know, I mean, if you get that, whether it's jumping jacks or it's what, but you listen to 1812 Overture or soundtracks from Chariots of Fire. I love that one. Great praise and worship music. Whatever that is to you, whatever it looks like to you, plug in some major music. And I tell this story because I know it from Ray Robbins. He always loves to tell the story about the first time he went to visit Jet in Hawaii. And he stayed overnight at 4 o'clock in the morning. Jet plugged in outrageously loud, fast-paced music at some incredible decibel throughout all the speakers in his house. And Ray said he flew out of bed, literally flew out of bed. And it was 4 a.m. And that's how Jet runs his life. He kicks off every morning like that. And it's like, why aren't we participating in something like that? Do we think Jet's successful beside himself? No, he's successful because of what he's doing in his life to have that and achieve that success. And part of that is getting him motivated first thing in the morning to kick off with the great music, great energizer, to get him out of bed and get him out of any kind of doldrums, negativity, and right into that fast-paced environment so he can pick up and run with his business. Okay, so great music. Anyway, you can, and your choice around that. But just don't start and stop. Don't do it one time. Don't do it once a week. Because what you do then is you start setting up, your body gets dependent on it, and then when you don't play it, you go down in the doldrums. So you got to decide whether you're into it or not into it. Maybe some of you can last with once a week, and it keeps you going. So maybe every Monday morning, it's what you get a shot of in your arm. Some people call me, and they go, you know, Mary Jo, I love your Monday morning calls because it's that shot in the arm. Why do you think I chose Monday morning at 10 o'clock to kick my calls off? I didn't want to do a Friday call. I want everybody to get excited and enthusiastic about their week. You know, that's why I choose Monday morning. So maybe that's when your music gets played. But whatever you do, look at that. That's a huge opportunity for you to shift your attitude. It's an outside environmental issue that can help you shift your attitude. Affirmations are another great thing. I gave everybody a set of my example of affirmations that I use. Affirmations are exceedingly powerful. Affirmations are used to help you move your beingness in your life. So your lack of self-confidence, your negative thoughts about a marriage, your inability to discipline yourself around eating behaviors, your whatever it might be that's troubling you, that you're not doing what you know you should be doing, affirmations can help move you in a direction. So I highly suggest everybody have a good set of affirmations. And affirmations are things that change. I mean, once you really get something ground into you and you got it and you live your life that way and it's how every day looks like to you, then you can start shifting into a new affirmation. Affirmations are what help you move in a direction and keep your focus on the positive things. I mean, I wrote down on here, another example. My examples of affirmation, some of you hear me in my pathway class, but I'll share this with you. I have one. Number three is I'm happily married to a loving, handsome, sexy man, and we are compatible in many, many ways. And some people who know me and know my husband, like Mr. Jack Lacey on the call, anyway, they know my husband and I are like total opposites. In fact, I already told the women at the church that next year I want to do my Bible training at the women's conference. I chose the topic. It's, so why did God give me this man anyway? that's the topic I want to talk on. Because I know most women in marriages, at some point in our marriage, we have that thought. I mean, some of us more than others. But sometimes we just really get confused of why this was the perfect man in God's eyes for our life, you know, because we can't see it. So anyway, and I'm sure you men can on the call can say, I can say the same thing about my wife. Yeah, and probably if you came to my talk, you could see the same parallels because it'll apply both ways. But the intriguing part of this, why do I say that in my life and tell you about that? Because there are times in my life, I just look at my husband and I go, I don't know how I can deal with you. I mean, and I'll tell you one famous one, it's grocery shopping. I've been married to this man 13 years. I cannot go grocery shopping with him. And, you know, every once in a while, like yesterday, we're on our way home from church, and he wants to go grocery shopping. So Mary Jo's got to go grocery shopping with him. And I should know better. I should just stay in the car. I have already learned this lesson 1,000 times. But nope, I step in because I have things I want to get out of the fruit and vegetable department. So, of course, I go in, and we get a cart, and first of all, he's gripey about, well, I went in one door, he went in another or something because it was raining and he left me off and I didn't find him or I don't know something. And then he finds me in the vegetable department. He goes, how much of that stuff's going to get rotten in the house before you eat it? I mean, this guy, he goes to the cookies and the soda department, you know, and ice cream. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It was on and on. I mean, there was like this nit, because he's such an analyst. He looks at everything. He's got to analyze every single thing, and he starts straightening things out on the shelves. Are you guys familiar with Monk? Obsessive compulsive behavior. Well, there's a little bit of my husband in there. You know, by the time I get to the counter, I'm just going, I'm holding my breath. I'm like, okay, God, please get me through this. I can make this. Now, there's no detraction. I love my husband, but those are just habits. That's his personality. That's who he is. I can't change that. But acknowledging that, you know, if I sat there and I thought, isn't it silly that I can't even go grocery shopping with my husband? If I started letting that, you know, work on my brain and test me that maybe this is the wrong guy in my life and maybe you know, I could let that eat away at the core of our marriage. But I know what he brings to the table. I know that this is truly the man God brought in my life, and I know the incredible rock he is in my life, and I keep saying, you know, so I don't focus on the things that don't work. I don't focus on the non-functioning aspects of his life. I have to focus on the functioning ones. And that's why I love affirmations, because affirmations keep you on the straight and narrow. They keep you focused on the things that are really positive in your life instead of allowing your mind to go drift into negativity. And that's therein lies, I think, the gist, really, of probably 90% of the marital woes. We focus on the little things that we are incompatible on, and then we fail to realize the real core things that we are very compatible on. Because the other ones seem to play such a big role. One little small thing can be a gigantic hand grenade in a marriage, especially after a number of years. So we need to get back to what made this marriage work, what makes it work on a daily basis, what makes it function, what are the core values of it, and focus on those. And build affirmations that support the positive nature of what you have in your relationship. So just a concept around affirmations, what they can mean for you. I focus on positive. I will focus on positive weight issues, focus on my spirituality, because that's really important to me. It's huge. And I always want to have my focus on God all day long. I mean, because he is the ultimate provider. He is everything to me. So that's where my focus is. So you need to build affirmations around your spirituality, your love life, your business life. And always remember that affirmations are totally different than goals. Affirmations are not about goal setting. Affirmations are statements of beingness that you'd like to see yourself shift into, or that you want to constantly remind yourself of being. It's about beingness. It's not, I am presidential director by June of 2006. That's a goal. That is not an affirmation. You know, if you want an affirmation about your Manatech business, then make an affirmation or affirmative statement about your leadership skills or your leadership abilities. Acknowledge yourself as being a terrific leader that has incredible ability to empower people to be the best they can be. That's a great affirmation. But notice the difference in that statement and the statement, I am presidential director. One's a goal, one's an affirmation. So build affirmations that will support you in moving forward. Like if you want to, let's say you say to yourself, I want to sign up 10 people, Mary Jo, or I want to win the Alaska trip. What affirmations can I build around that? Well, affirmations about your success in prospecting in terms of, you know, I am a heartfelt, loving, warm, great listener who attracts incredible people to my life and to my business. There's an affirmation for you. You can just, it's not about what you affect as a result. It's a statement of beingness about what you need to shift into in your beingness and focus on being to create better results for yourself. So that's the kind of thing. Those are the kind of things that will support you getting the goals that you set. But you need affirmations. And, you know, there's not a book out there in network marketing, you know, in any aspect of my life that I don't find some statement around using affirmations to move you forward, whatever that is. And the importance of affirmations, too, as everybody knows, make sure they're limited. I had one person in one of my pathway classes, they sent me 4 pages of affirmations. I'm going to tell you, that won't work. Because you can't possibly focus on 48 different things. They might be all things you want to work on in your life, but guess what? Focus on 5 or 6 and really make them happen in your life, and then build another set of affirmations for yourself. But you can't focus on 4. You're going to be so distracted. You're going to be, you know, it's like the shotgun. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So don't fight the system. Do what works. And that's one of the things that so many of us have to learn. We're so resistant to what works. Why is that? Because we want to do it our way? You know, that famous Frank Sinatra song, I've done it, I do it my way. I find that to be one of the most arrogant songs, the lyrics. I love the music behind it, but the lyrics, it's not about doing it your way, is it? It's about really stepping into, for me, what God's way is in my life, but acknowledging that I need to take action, but I need to listen and hear, and I need to put things in my life that move me in the right directions. You know, and one of those things is acknowledging there are great masters out there in Manatech. There are great masters out there in network marketing that have made it work year in, year out for hundreds of years. And why do I need to recreate the wheel? What's it about me? You know, and that's, again, get back to the basic underlying foundational fact. It's not about me, right? So affirmations are great. Make sure you have them. I have mine. I use them, you know, from time to time. I don't need them every morning because I tend to have a very positive attitude when I pile out of bed every morning. But I do use them from time to time because, boy, we all have our moments. And we have to get back and focus on the goodness of this life and the greatness that we have. Another thing is psyching yourself up with your own words. A lot of you have that little voice in your head. Almost all of us have little voices in our head that talk to us from time to time. And I love Shad Helmstetter's book. I've recommended it to so many people, and I always have it on my recommended reading list for Pathway. What You Should Say When You Talk to Yourself. It's a powerful, powerful book about what you should say to yourself. You want to. It's not about getting rid of the voice in your head. It's about reprogramming that voice. And that's all you're doing. You're reprogramming it. You're saying different things to yourself than what the voice has been saying for years. And you have total control over reprogramming that voice. So it's just stepping into it and saying, I'm going to reprogram it. Don't get frustrated. Be patient. Persistent about it. And Helmstetter's got that great book out there, and I highly recommend it. So you can even make a motivational tape in your own words. I put in the outline, today is the most beautiful day I've ever had. Today I'm going to meet the right people in the right place for the betterment of all. If it's going to be, it's up to me. And some of that language I'm not real excited about. If it's going to be, it's up to me. I do believe in that from a prospect of if I don't take action, it's not going to happen. But I also, for me, because of my spirituality, believe that God's always in control. So watch out for some of that language. But for the most part, that you have to take action, no question about it. We're not to be sitting around waiting for God to operate in our life. He's waiting for us to take some action is what he's doing, because he clearly tells us that we ought to operate like ants, and that's what he tells us in Proverbs, and I've never seen a lazy ant in my life, so we've got to get out there and take action. Keep positive books around. I think that's huge for people. If you're reading books, don't read those, crazy books from bookshelves or at the grocery store line or People Magazine and all the stuff that's out there that just, you get into some of that stuff, and what happens to you as our society is we get into the comparative mode. Even watching television, you look at these actresses and actors, and you look at these, even watching baseball or basketball, these guys are making $20 million a year, $17 million a year, and you look and you go, look at my life. They're making $17 million. I probably never make $17 million my entire life. Oh, people get into that so much. It's so ludicrous. There's a world about comparison. But see, that's what the secular world, that's what they're trying to give us. They're trying to feed us all this negativity and make us feel like, oh, we're not good enough, we're not worthy, Are you kidding? Each and every one of you was created with exact purpose in mind for you. You're all worthy. You're all incredibly worthy. And that's why you stay away from the stuff that causes you to fall into that realm of comparative mode. So keep positive books around. As a Man Thinketh, The Power of Positive Thinking, Napoleon Hill's books, there's just some great books, Living with Passion, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. They're just great, great books out there that'll help move you forward and help, power of focus, that'll help, help you retrain yourself and establish good habits in your life. If you just did chapter 1 in Power of Focus, you could change your life in a significant way. And Power of Focus chapter 1 is about what? Habits. One of the things it has you do is just outline habits in your life. What are good habits? What are the bad habits you have? And some people go, I don't have any bad habits. I go, wow. All of us have bad habits. I don't care who you are. You have bad habits. So start digging and doing some soul searching if you think you don't have any bad habits. And that's what you do, and then you start working on them one at a time. And you just start getting rid of them out of your life, because habits are things that are created by repetitive behavior, and you can get rid of them by a great belief system and repetitive behavior to overcome those habits. Just replace them with good habits. It's just like programs in our life, our belief system. If you believe you're not worthy, replace it with a belief that you are special, created for your purpose exactly the way you are. You are totally worthy. And just that's the affirmation you start drawing, or and with positive books around, you can help support that too. And you'll see the shift that you make in your life. But you need the positive books. You need to have that positive insight into your life, because we all want to continue growing. And then the last thing I have on the list in terms of starting your day off right is exercise. I totally believe in that, people. I think that one of our saddest things about Manatech is so many people get so caught up in supplements will solve your problems. And it's so wrong. Supplements are terrific. There's no question we have tremendous nutritional needs because our foodstuffs are so deficient today. And Manatech has a phenomenal supplement line. And we all know that. We believe in it. That's why you're on this call. That's why you're part of this mission. But the reality is it takes more than just supplements to have optimal health. And one of those critical factors is exercise. It just takes exercise. And if you kick your day off, I don't know about any of you, but when I get on the bike in the morning, my endorphins get going, I get running, I get moving. I mean, moving and shaking, and it's a whole different me that comes out. I mean, I think I'm very positive anyway, but when I get that exercise under my belt, it just is such a positive thing. And I love it. I love Joyce Meyer in the morning. I love listening to her from 7:30 to 8 and working out on the bike. It's just, it accomplishes so many things, but it also makes me feel fresh and new, and it also gives me that feeling that I'm doing what's right. Because if I'm out there marketing health to people and giving health seminars, whether it's to my church groups or it's to Manatechers all across the country, I want to stand up in front of a group and be the epitome of health. I don't want to be somebody that they look at me and they go, and I'm going to listen about health from you. I don't want that to be. I want them to believe. I want to carry credibility. My physical state, that I'm taking care of my body in all ways. I'm drinking right water. I'm eating properly. I'm taking Manatech supplements, and I exercise. I take care of those biomarkers of vitality, which are so critical for us to do it. Muscle mass, lean tissue, all those things. So exercise. And I'm telling you, that triggers the endorphins. I mean, it will bring you in a positive state of mind. I don't know about you guys, but, I used to be one of those historical, okay, January's coming around, let's start working out again. And I'd feel terrific for 3 months, but you know what? By March, it goes out the window. And some of you are probably going, Mary Jo, for me, it was February. And I know it's hard because it's discipline. And I'm not going to suggest you working out is always something that you look at and say, I can't wait to work out, because some of it's painful. I mean, I know when I work with my personal trainer, it's painful. But with sport and impact, it makes it a lot less painful, at least the aftermath. But it's just one of those things that it's just required for us to just acknowledge that exercise is an important part of our day, and it sets our minds free, and we feel so much better. If we can look at our physique, if we're size 12, wouldn't we feel better if we were 10? If we were 10, it would feel better at an 8, whatever that might look like for you. And why are we not there? It's all one word. It's called choice. We just have to choose differently. So kick off your day with some exercise and watch those endorphins go and just see how great you feel. I'll never forget. I mean, it's always a concept of, once it gets to be routine, you just feel great all the time. But before you set up that routine, you're in the doldrums. And then we start rationalizing why we don't need to exercise when it's the exact time we need to be exercising. Because you feel, I feel bad, I'm not going to go on the bike today. Oh, wrong. You feel bad, so go on the bike today. It's the exact opposite reason. So make sure to do that, and don't ever negotiate with yourself about not having time. People, you can't afford not to do these things, really, because this is what's going to create your effectiveness and success in your business, is to create that energy and that source of positiveness right off the bat, which is going to totally seal your day for the rest of the day. So begin every day right. It's so critical. We all need to take these steps. It's not about what you do in your Manatech business. It's what you do physically, emotionally for yourself to support yourself to be as positive and take on the world and have an attitude of anything is possible. Clearly, that's what biblical scripture tells us. Anything is possible. But if you don't live in a life where you start off your day right, you're going to come out with a different attitude towards what's going to happen that day. And I don't like anything, especially my own mind, my own mental state, to limit what God has in store for me on a daily basis. So that's it. Okay, I'm going to get you all back on the phone. Do I have you back? Yeah, there you are. Okay, great. Okay, any comments, any questions, any kind of, does this hit home for some of you? Oh, thanks. Yeah, great. It puts your life in balance. Yep, it's about balance is what it is. Amen. Because that's what we need to do, is keep our life in balance. We've got to take care of ourselves. We have to be in... I'm sorry? Joyce Meyer, she's a great evangelist that's out there. She's Joyce Meyer Ministries. You can look her up. She's on television every, for me, Central Standard Time, every 7:30 every morning. I think she has other television broadcasts during the day. And she does conferences all across the country, too. Maybe one in your area. She's just terrific, yeah. Anyone else? Any other questions or comments? Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, listen, we're kicking off Manifest. We'll see you there. We're going to have an exciting time. And for those of you who don't have a presidential reception to go to, if you want to come join us in ours, we'll be more than happy to put our arms around you and hug you when you come on in. We're just going to have a blast. We have 7 different things on the agenda for our presidential reception. I'm so excited about it. So I'm excited about the whole thing. I think the trainings are going to be awesome, and I'm excited about listening about our new skincare line and mana bars, and oh, it's just going to be great. We're going to have a good time and enjoy the fellowship. So love all you guys.